You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess Vegas can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention
from my music. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. I don't know about the anger music this morning. I like the song though. I just saw a story on the news. Uber had a massive data breach. Their CEO released a statement saying that didn't know about it. Data breach happened a while ago, and the company paid out money as part of, I don't know, some kind of deal in the data breach. And the CEO says, yeah, this is wrong, and these companies get their data breached, and they don't tell anybody. So, hey, if you don't have LifeLock, you might want to check it out. I don't know if any of that stuff makes a difference at the end of the day. If somebody's intent on hacking your stuff. So, on that note, good morning to you. What's going on today? Well, it's the day before Thanksgiving, so a lot of people getting on the road this afternoon. If that's your plan, then by all means. Yeah, Uber. What a bunch of idiots. So let me get this straight. This is in my head now. So your corporation got breached, and you paid out money. Who authorized that? And then you didn't know about it. And now you're telling us it's not going to happen again. Well, let me just tell you, I don't know if that makes me feel better or worse. I think it makes me feel worse. And here's why. You're the CEO. You're supposed to know that stuff. So I think that somebody might not be telling the truth. Or the complete truth. How about that? So I didn't fall off the truck this morning. I fell off the truck, but not this morning, okay? I learned to be extremely skeptical in Iraq. Nothing you see is as it is. It's all a show for you. They want you to see this. Don't get this confused with the truth, because it's not. It's all a lie. And before that, I've been like an idealistic young American human being, right? After that, I don't believe any of it. Not a bit of it. So, Uber, you got to be kidding me. You should be fired, whoever the hell that is. Yeah, so and then like all these, but Yahoo. Oh, yeah, in 2013, we had a massive data breach. All of our data was compromised. What? Yeah, well, we found out about it last year. And we just figured it was the right time now to say something. Like this is, you know, incredible. Anyway, two stories following this morning. The Department of the Navy, again, for whatever reason, continues to struggle to perform. And in addition to the normal stupid nonsense that people do, to include pilots, you know, Look, I mean, that's funny, right? Kind of funny. Except when you're on the heels of all this other news, what it looks like is, it's not Maverick flying by the flight tower. You know what I mean? When all this other nonsense is going on. What it looks like is a out-of-control organization whose headlines have been collisions, sailors getting killed, allegations that SEALs murdered a soldier because he discovered them embezzling money. Okay? It's not funny, right? It's not Maverick flying by the tower, man. It's not funny. And I'll tell you what, and whoever thought it would be funny, make them go away. Like, they don't have enough good judgment, you know, to operate that machinery. If that's what you thought was good, sorry. You're stupid. Okay? And then on the heels of this, listen to this, and I'm going to apologize in advance for the N-word, because you're going to hear it. But this is what the Marine Corps is dealing with. This is what Commandant of the Marine Corps will be dealing with today. Surfaced in the last 48 hours. And so here's Marines in some barracks on Okinawa and doing beer bongs. And this is gone, you know, around the Internet. This little gem of stupidity.
Fuck niggers.
Yeah.
Fuck niggers.
Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me? So the commandant will be tap dancing on that one. So Marines doing beer bongs in the barracks or wherever they're living. And got the dude's name on here, too. Cheyenne Hansen. On a Snapchat. And so, you got to be kidding me. But, you know, again, I can fix a lot of things. I can't fix stupid. And then in addition to that, today he has had a C-2 aircraft go down in the eastern Pacific, flying between Japan and the USS Ronald Reagan. For those of you who don't know, C-2 is a aircraft carrier transport, kind of like the C-130 is on land. You can move cargo in it. You can run the seat slab in there, so it has rails and stuff and wheels and stuff. So they have a seat module in there, so you open up the back and you slide the seats in there, and then you fly passengers. It is a workhorse for aircraft carriers, and they are extremely dependable, so you don't hear about them very often. You'll also see a version of it called the E-2C Hawkeye. I don't know what version. We're probably not on the Charlie version anymore. We're probably on the Echo version. But when I was on sea duty, in fact, the first time I flew out to an aircraft carrier, I was on a C-2. Yeah, sat in there backwards. My ribs hurt like crazy. I mean, just aching. I don't know why, but but they did. Anyway, that went down. Eight of the 11 have been recovered, and they continue the search. By the time we have got this message, I'm not exactly sure what happens relative to the search. So anyway, that's going on. So keep whoever was on that aircraft in your thoughts and prayers, their families, as the Navy deals with that. But again, it's something that doesn't happen. Something happened that rarely happens in terms of the E-2C. So that waking up. Joy Prasso, who major United States Marine Corps, retired, former F-18 pilot. He's going to join us this morning and do a little explaining what the E2C does, and then he can probably explain to us, given the configuration, you know, how those guys try to get out of there when it hits the water. But as I said, it's a workhorse in terms of cargo, mail, with long legs, which is why it's on the carrier and has been on the carrier for a long, long time. And again, you never hear about them. You never hear about them. So we'll talk to Joy Perrazzo at 7:30 about that E2C mishap and do a little explaining. We'll also, at 8, Ken Rogers, at Lance Corporal, United States Marine Corps, documentary filmmaker, made the documentary, Bravo Common Men, Uncommon Valor. It's a story of Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 26 Marines at Quezon. And so Ken's going to join us. I've been meaning to get him on after the Ken Burns's The Vietnam War series aired, and just to get his thoughts on it as a documentary. And again, the things I want to talk to Ken about are, you know, first of all, how do you limit Vietnam to treat it well? So just from the perspective of a documentary maker, how do you do it? How do you craft the storyboards, if you will, that you put up and say, we're going to tell this story, we're going to do a sequence. Okay, it's going to flow chronologically, and then inside the chronology, it's going to go this, in this order, which makes sense to us. Here's what we're going to put in, here's what we're going to leave out. So I'm curious, and then also as a Vietnam veteran, did he think it was a fair representation of the conflict? You've heard, you know, a variety of opinions from Bob Nielsen coming on and say that he thought it was balanced, to Barney Burnham said after he watched the second episode, he didn't watch any more. And that that John Ripley, with no mention of John Ripley at the Bridge of Dong Ha, you know, says you can't be telling the story of the Vietnam War without telling that. Again, so the craft of the documentary maker, how does that work? You know, such a big topic. How do you limit it? I did not see the anti-war bias. I think one of the points, though, that Barnum makes, and I wish he would have watched the whole thing, cause, so he could, and we'll get, let me get, try to get Carl Marlanis on next week. You know, Barney said it was his understanding that there was no gung-ho, motivated, you know, guys in that documentary. And he said, you know, he thought that was wrong. And I would have to go back and watch it again a second time. And I might do it and kind of map out, you know, who the different guests are and what their bias tends to be, or who they are. So anyway, so Ken Rogers will join us this morning at about 8 o'clock, and then my sister Susan's going to join us. Yeah, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. So my sister Susan will join us. She lives in Indianapolis now, and recently married. And so we'll talk to my sister a little bit as we get ready for Thanksgiving. So with all of that said, and then the first hour on Friday will be live, and then we'll see what's going on after that. So. I have one paid political, I have one more paid political, advertisement. If you're going to big events over the course of this holiday weekend and the holiday season, make sure you sit down and have the counterterrorism brief before you go. Okay? Matter of necessity. Hey, if anything happens, follow me. Okay? Follow me. And we're not getting on the ground, we're running. Okay? Just do what I do. Keep your eyes open. Anything that makes you uncomfortable, let me know, and we'll move or whatever. Just keep your eyes open. So, you know, I saw a report today about, you know, that it's been suggested in Islamic State circles that the Macy's parade is a big one. So So, you know, maybe that is the target. Anyway, with all that said, good morning to you. If you didn't hear the Jennifer Carrazzo interview yesterday, you should listen to that. You should also listen to the third hour yesterday. Mike Musselman and I talk about the work our air officers did saving the life of Kyle Carpenter, which was good stuff. And what they did, it wasn't just aimed at him. It was, the process is, and we talked about it yesterday, but I'll walk you through it real quick, and how they saved a lot of lives, not just Kyle Carpenter's, but medevac, boom, something happens. You have a company that has radio contact with the patrol, you know, with a squad doing something, with a unit doing a coordinate search or something like that, right? And then that you have one of the radio operators sitting at a chat window, and that chat window goes to the COC, the battalion COC. At the regiment, we can watch that conversation. We don't act on it because they're a full-up round organization, but it helps us, right? It helps us lean forward so that when they get ready to scream, we already have things in place. Part of being a grown-up. It's called being a voyeur. Because you don't act, okay? You don't act till they request stuff. So anyway, so you're sitting there watching this stuff. So all of a sudden you'll see in their battalion window from a company, standby for urgent medevac. Okay, so that means they got the initial call. And even with that, you see which company it comes from, right? And which battalion. So you have a pretty decent idea based on your operational map where this is going. So you can pick up the phone and call a helicopter squadron and say, hey, we're standing by for an emergency medevac here. And the process was you have to get five lines of information. Right, the injury, the mechanism of the injury, the location, the call sign, and the condition of the LZ. Is it hot or cold? Okay. So once you have that information, the TACSWO. So he would be in the ACE, Combat Operations Center. He tells aircraft to launch or not to launch. He's the launch authority. When he gets that information, he decides what aircraft goes and then where they take the patient to. You have Navy, medical people sitting there, chiefs and whatnot that know what beds are available, who, what surgeons are where. And so that's how. So you get this information, dust off, going to Dwyer. Okay. So that means dust off's going to fly the medevac, taking him to the FOB Dwyer, to the cache there. So. And then what happens is once Dustoff gets tasked, they run at the plane, they power it up, and then they go, and then they run the medevac, right? So our guys looked at all this and said, that's taking too long. It's all very linear. Some of this stuff should happen simultaneously. And went to the squadrons and said, the medevac squadrons and said, hey, would you be willing to, when this report hits, run to your aircraft and turn it? Because if you do that, when you're sourced, and we're going to ask, that you be sourced, you don't have to warm the aircraft up, which is 10 to 12 minutes, but, to get to the aircraft and turn it all on and all that kind of stuff, and get in the air. When you get sourced, all of a sudden, all you're doing is pulling the collective and going. And, the pilot said, yeah, we'll do that. At worst, you're going to run out to turn it on, and somebody else is going to get sourced, and you're going to shut it off and come back. But at best, you're going to save somebody's life because it's that 10, 12 minutes is important. So our, Rudy and Metro, looked at the system and made the whole system better for everybody. And we ran the fastest medevacs in Afghanistan. And they took a lot of pride in doing that. And it was awesome. And that's how Kyle Carpenter is alive today. If you read any account of what happened to him, you'll see people commenting that medevac got here in a hurry. And it was because, people leaned forward. In fact, and we would not even, the five elements I told you that you need, we would say, you know, if you don't know, fudge it, okay? And normally, if it's a patrol, it's normally an ID. So it's an extremity, lower extremity injury. So that's two of the lines. All we need to know is it really the grid and is the LZ hot? We know the call sign. Okay, so we have just about everything we need. We need to know if the LZ is hot and the grid cord. And you can come close on the grid, too, based on last location, last position report, right? So get the thing is, get that bird in the air, and then we can update all that information as aircraft's en route. So, it's just leaning into it and trying to save people's lives. So, Kurt Knowles, Rich Lane, well done. Kyle Carpenter's still alive, as are a whole lot of Marines are still alive that fought in Helmand because of guys hitting the game. Love that stuff. Anyway, good morning to you with that said. But listen, you should listen to that. Also, Jennifer Carrazzo talks about what we were talking about yesterday, her thoughts on the controversy surrounding the president and his phone call to Sergeant Johnson's wife. Sergeant Johnson killed in Africa. And in the course of that, you know, I threw the Keiko under the bus saying that if something went wrong with that call, the Keiko should have been back on the phone. And then she started talking about, she made some comments about, well, Mac, you know, I had a really good experience, you know, because I was close to the squadron and so they were all over it. But there's a lot of women that I've spoken to that did not have a good experience. So, but you'll, just her thoughts as a Gold Star wife. And mother, I think you'd be interesting. So, anyway, I'll tell you, she's a stud. You know, check out the Sugar Bear Foundation if you want to contribute money, if you're looking for a good cause, if you do that on an annual basis. But Semper Fi Fund, Sugar Bear Foundation, they do good stuff. And they don't have a whole lot of admin costs. You know, Semper Fi Fund's 3%. Come on now, 97%. Goes to programs. Come on now, right? Wounded Warrior was like 68%. Hello. All right. With that said, I'm not bashing. I'm just speaking the truth. Just a thought on that stupid-ass video of that stupid-ass Marine making those stupid-ass racial slurs. I think there's a case there to be publicly humiliated. And I don't care how it impacts you. Okay? Here's what I know. Okay? You've got a right, right? You think you've got a right? You also have a duty to the organization. And when you sign up, it's not like joining 4-H, right? Or some other organization that you would like go into and then quit at will. That's not how this works. Okay. And when you go to that extent, in my opinion, we have to take appropriate measures after found guilty to make sure that everybody knows that we absolutely, positively do not tolerate that. So to me, there's a strong case in that situation for public humiliation. And I would be all about it. March his dumbass out there, right? Rip his rank off him, right? Unblouse his boots, crank his cover down over his head, make him look like an idiot. And then don't even let him march. Just say, turn to the left and walk off this grinder and get out of our face. Okay? Don't give him commands. Don't salute anybody. You're nothing to us. Okay? You're garbage to us. Yeah, and for anybody else, if you want a piece of this, have at it. Because we don't play this game. It's stupid. Stupid, stupid bullshit.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Mostly cloudy at 50 in Quantico. Mostly cloudy 53 at Camp Lejeune. Mostly cloudy at 52 in Granbury, Texas. Cloudy at 28 up in Montana. 29 Palms, sunny at 54. Pendleton, sunny 49. Okinawa, dark cloudy 73. In Syria, cloudy, dark and 63. Marja, dark, clear and 55. The home of All Marine Radio. Partly cloudy and 55 degrees. Headed for 81. That's right, 81 degrees. On Wednesday. What? Hold on. The forecast for Wednesday? Hold on. Yeah, looking for a high of 83 degrees today. For tomorrow, Thanksgiving 82, Friday 75, Saturday 74, and Sunday 73. So beautiful weather in lovely Southern California. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Joey Perazzo is going to join us next. We'll ask Joey to explain E2C, when it hits water, what happens with it. Again, a work horse, you rarely see this kind of an incident. So we'll talk to him next. Doing a little bit of explaining here on a Wednesday as we get the program going. So sit back, relax, enjoy the next couple hours. All Marine Radio coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 10% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, getting in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.